It is completely normal in today's day and age to go out and finance your lifestyle. It's completely normal to be in credit card debt. It's completely normal to finance your car. It's completely normal to go out and finance your sofa. But that does not mean it's the right thing to do, and that does not mean it's a good thing to do. What you want to normalize is...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
My wife and I were shopping for a new sofa, and we found one that my wife liked. It cost almost $5,000. I know, a lot of money, but furniture has gotten very expensive. I'm about to pay for the sofa, and the sales rep asks me if I want to open up their store credit card. That way now I can finance the sofa with their new special program. Now you got me interested. And here is a little summary of how the conversation went. Yeah, this is a great option for you because opening up a store credit card is completely free and you get 0% APR on financing the sofa for the first 12 months. Plus, you're also gonna get cash back on this purchase. Huh, that's pretty cool. Do a lot of people take you up on this option? Oh yeah, pretty much everybody who buys a sofa from me takes me up on this offer because it's such a good deal. I mean, you don't have to put any money down today and it's 0% APR for the first year, so you're almost like getting free money from us. Wow, that does sound good. But, you know, I think I'm gonna pass on this offer today, thank you. Maybe you didn't understand me properly. You're still getting the sofa today. The only difference is you get to walk home with $5,000 more in your bank account, which means you have more money to go out and buy more furniture that you like today. Like, your wife was telling me that she really liked the coffee table. Well, you can buy that with the money you're saving. No, I just don't want to do that. I'll pass. Thank you. Look, I know you can afford it, but I really think this is a better option for you. I'm just trying to save you some extra money. I finally then bought the sofa without the financing. Now, either this lady believed to her core that financing your sofa is the smart thing to do financially, or she was just trying to get a bigger commission check. In any case, there are three things that I want you to understand about this. Number one is that financing is profitable. Number two is you don't need to do what everybody else does. You don't need to be the majority. And number three is you need to be the master and in control of your wallet. So let me start by talking about number one, how financing is so profitable because businesses would rather sell you financing than they would sell you their products. But before I jump deeper into this, I do want to let you know that on April 2nd, 2024, I'm hosting a real estate investing workshop. I'm going to be going over how you can make your first real estate investment deal or how you can make your next real estate investment deal more profitable. It's going to be a super informative and a fun workshop. It's completely free, and I'll be going over how you can grow or start your real estate investing journey. So if you've ever thought about investing your money into real estate before, in this workshop, I'll be diving deep into how you can go deeper as a real estate investor or get started as a real estate investor. So if you'd like to join me on this free real estate investing workshop on April 2nd, 2024 at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I got the link to how you can join to register down in the description below. Our economic system relies on you opening up your wallet and giving your money to somebody else. The more money you spend, the more money somebody else makes. That's how our economic system works. Well, we have a whole division in our economy that relies on you spending money that you don't have through financing. Now, banks were the ones that popularized this, but you're seeing more and more companies get into the financing business because either people don't want to buy their stuff, or they're not selling enough stuff, or they realize that they can maximize their profits by also selling you financing on top of you buying their products. Because now they get to win both ways. They get the margin off of the product, but then they also sell you the financing on that product. And you might be saying, but Jaspreet, what about 0% APR? Well, 0% APR is very profitable for companies because when they know you buy 0% APR, that means number one, well, now you get to go buy more stuff from this company. And number two, if you don't pay 0% APR off in time, now you get slapped with very high APR and very high interest rates that this company now gets to make. And what you want to understand here is that every single company in the world is in the business of trying to sell something. That's how companies make money. That's how employees have jobs. People have to sell things. So sales agents are not bad people. This is just what they're trying to do. But you have to understand now that financing is very profitable and businesses want to sell you financing because they make a lot of money off of that. Go to a car dealership. Why are the car dealership people, the sales reps, so adamant on you taking on financing? Because they make more money when you finance your car. Which, by the way, as a little tip, when you're going to buy a car, you want to buy it cash, but don't tell the sales rep that you want to buy it cash. Do the negotiation, assuming that you're going to finance the car. That way you can get the biggest discounts possible because the sales rep makes the most money when you finance the car. But then when it comes time to make the payment, pay it with cash. That way now you don't have to worry about paying the interest. But you got to understand here that people like to push financing because Number one, the company makes more money, so many times a sales rep makes more money, but you have to be the person to understand this because financing is expensive for you as the consumer. And if this thing is not putting any money in your pocket, you should not finance it, and you should not do 0% APR, but I'll go deeper into that with number three. Number two, I want you to understand that just because everybody else is doing something doesn't mean it's right. It is completely normal in today's day and age to go out and finance your lifestyle. It's completely normal to be in credit card debt. It's completely normal to finance your car. It's completely normal to go out and finance your sofa. But that does not mean it's the right thing to do, and that does not mean it's a good thing to do. What you want to normalize is building wealth for yourself and buying things that you can afford. I was talking to this lady, and she was telling me that pretty much everybody who buys from her is financing their sofas. Why? Because number one, sofas are expensive, and number two, you get sold this idea that if you finance the sofa today, you have more money in your pocket, and then you can go out and buy more stuff, because now you have that money to do that. But you still have to pay for everything. Maybe you pay for it over 12 or 24 or 36 or 48 months, but the money still comes out of your bank account. And so if you want to actually be able to afford what you're buying, you want to pay for it up front so you don't have to worry about the payments, because once you get into that payments game, it's very hard to get out. And when you're stuck in the payments game, you're making everybody else rich. You're making them rich, number one, because you're buying more stuff, and then number two, because you're also paying interest on that stuff. They're getting double rich based off of you, and you're the one that's paying the price. Which leaves me with number three, is be the master of your wallet. Nobody can force you to spend money. Nobody can force you to go out and finance something. It is ultimately your decision to do that. And this is where, if you want to go out and buy something, fine. Just make sure you can afford it first. If you want to buy a sofa, fine. Make sure you can afford it first. If you cannot afford an expensive sofa, don't buy an expensive sofa. Start by buying a used sofa. I've been there. I've gone through that process. Once you can afford what you want, that's when you can go out and start buying the nicer things. Now, what I like to do when it comes to things that I don't need, these necessities, these luxuries, is follow a rule of five, which says if I can't buy five of them, I can't afford one of them. Because I want to hold myself to a stricter standard that if I'm going to buy something nice, I want to make sure that I'm not stretching myself too thin. I'm not sacrificing my ability to invest. I'm not sacrificing my future, my financial future, to go out and buy some luxury that's not going to add any real value to my life. I call these things dumb purchases. A sofa is a dumb purchase. A car is a dumb purchase. But if you want a nice dumb purchase, fine. Just make sure you can afford it. You gotta have the right money to be able to have the dumb purchases. I'm not saying don't make the dumb purchases. I'm saying go out and afford the dumb purchases. But that requires you to put in the sacrifice to do the right things with your money so you can afford the dumb purchases, or so you can let your investments pay for your dumb purchases for you. But you have to be the one that's in control of your wallet. It's hard, I know, especially when you have everybody on Instagram showing off all these nice and expensive things, but you gotta be the person now that makes the decision for your spending. The entire world wants you to spend your money. The entire world is based off of advertising. Businesses hire these expensive and highly trained MBAs who are trained to get you to open up your wallet and spend your money. That's what marketing is all about. How do you get somebody to be interested in a product and spend money? How do you get somebody to get financing? That's what these people want to do. Again, it's not bad. They're all trying to feed their families as well. But it's up to you now to be the person that says, no, I'm not ready for it. Or yes, I can afford it. You have to be the one that makes the decision, and you can't be pushed by other people to purchase things that you're not ready to purchase. Buy the things that you want when you can afford them, only if you want them. Don't buy them to show them off. Don't buy it when you can't afford it. I mean, it's common sense when it comes to money, but unfortunately, common sense isn't that common anymore, especially now with everything being more expensive, especially now with this commonality, this normalness of financing everything. You have to be the one that's in control of your wallet. And if you want to do that, well, you got to understand what you can afford and what you can't afford. And when you can't afford things, you got to be willing to make the sacrifices that we don't keep buying things that are making you broker during a time when you need to be making yourself richer.